whom I call Oddball. He was wrapping himself in the tails of the old sheepskin coat I'd sometimes seen him wearing as he worked outside the house. Below the coat I could see his striped pyjamas and heavy hiking boots. "Open up," he said. With undisguised astonishment, he cast a glance at my linen suit. I sleep in something the professor and his wife wanted to throw away last summer, which reminds me of a fashion from the past and the days of my youth. Thus I combine the practical and the sentimental. And without a by your leave, he came inside. "Please get dressed. Bigfoot is dead." For a while, I was speechless with shock. Without a word, I put on my tall snow boots and the first fleece to hand from the coat rack. Outside, in the pool of light falling from the porch lamp, the snow was changing into a slow, sleepy shower. Oddball stood next to me in silence, tall, thin and bony, like a figure sketched in a few pencil strokes. Every time he moved, snow fell from him, like icing sugar from pastry ribbons. "What do you mean, dead?" I finally asked, my throat tightening as I opened the door. But Oddball didn't answer. He generally doesn't say much. He must have Mercury in a reticence sign. I reckon it's in Capricorn.